This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British police investigating the 2017 Manchester Arena suicide bombing attack arrested a man on Friday on suspicion of a terror offense. Police say the 24-year-old local man was arrested as he returned to Britain via Manchester Airport on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of acts of terrorism and assisting others in the same. 22 people, including 7 children, died in the attack on crowds at a concert in the venue by U.S. singer Ariana Grande. It comes the day after Ismail Abedi, the 28-year-old brother of Salman Abedi, who carried out the attack, failed to appear at a public inquiry into the bombing. Another brother was found guilty of murder and jailed for at least 55 years in August 2020 for helping Salman plan the attack. The United States voiced concern on Friday at China's actions against the National Basketball Association after Boston Celtics content was absent from Chinese streaming platform following a player's online criticism of China's treatment of Tibet. Celtics backup center Enes Kanter this week tweeted a video of himself expressing support for Tibet and wearing a t-shirt with the image of the Dalai Lama, its exiled spiritual leader. He called Chinese President Xi Jinping a, quote, brutal dictator. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Kanter was, quote, trying to get attention and that his remarks were not worth refuting. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said in an email referring to the People's Republic of China, quote, the United States is deeply concerned by the PRC's actions against the National Basketball Association for statements one player made regarding Tibet. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military government said on Friday it is rejecting a decision by its Southeast Asian neighbors to invite only non-political figures to an upcoming regional summit in a snub to the military leader of the February 1st coup. The junta's foreign ministry said in a statement the heads of state or government of Myanmar enjoyed equal and full rights to participate in summits of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The next summit is just days away, and it's not clear who, if anybody, will now represent Myanmar at the meeting. The United Nations says more than 1,000 civilians have been killed by Myanmar security forces and thousands arrested amid a crackdown on strikes and protests, which has derailed the country's tentative democracy and prompted international condemnation. Myanmar's junta claims the death tolls are exaggerated. The United Nations Migration Agency said Friday a group of Gambian migrants stranded in Libya have been repatriated, the first such evacuation flight in months. The International Organization for Migration said in a tweet, quote, 127 Gambian migrants were assisted to voluntarily return to the Gambia yesterday after IOM's voluntary humanitarian return program received clearance to resume humanitarian flights from Libya. Rocked by a decade of lawlessness and war, Libya has become a key conduit for migrants, many from African countries south of the Sahara seeking to reach Europe by sea, but many end up becoming stranded and face grave abuses in Libya, according to international rights groups and UN agencies. Environmental campaigners staged protests on several continents Friday to press their demands for more government action to curb global warming ahead of the upcoming UN climate summit in Glasgow. Protesters rallied in Uganda, Bangladesh, India, Sweden, and Germany to call for measures that prevent dangerous levels of warming and take account of the plight of the world's poorest, who are particularly hard hit by climate change. Thousands of mostly young people rallied at Berlin's iconic Brandenburg Gate, carrying banners featuring slogans such as Act Now or Swim Later and Don't Melt Our Future. In Stockholm, Swedish activist Greta Thunberg took part in the protest. Her weekly school strikes for climate helped inspire the international protest movement that saw regular large demonstrations before restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic curtailed such rallies. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.